Welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. Whether you like to fish, enjoy talking about fishing, or just enjoy the fishing lifestyle, this is the podcast for you. So go grab yourself a cold drink or a hot cup of coffee, sit back, start tying up some fishing rigs, and enjoy the show. Well, hello, folks, and welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. I hope you're having a good day, whatever day it is that you happen to be listening to the show. Today, we're going to talk about catfish crybabies, whiners and complainers, and just overall negative people, person in the catfish world. But before we get into that, I want to thank all the folks that listen to the podcast, whether you're new, a new listener, watcher on YouTube, or if you're a regular follower of the show. Appreciate you checking it out. You can join as a member. There's a way on YouTube where you can join to support the channel. And if you do join, make sure you email me so you can get some of the free stuff you have coming to you. I've got a bunch of people that have become channel members, joined, paid the money, and they got some free stuff coming to them. They haven't emailed me yet. A bunch of you have, so you got stuff on the way. So there's some envelopes there of stuff coming to you. But yeah, let me know who you are. So as always, go to DieterMellhornFishing.com. You can get links to the YouTube channel and also to the podcast, the guide business that I run in the Carolinas. All of it's right there. So listen, there's been some stuff going on here past couple weeks. I started to stay out of it and not get into it. Bunch of drama in the catfish world. But let's face it, we all love drama. I don't care how much we moan and complain. We love hearing drama. We at least like listening to it for a little bit. And that's what I was doing in this deal. There was somebody put up a TikTok video, and I'm going to stay out of names on this thing because I really, after digging into the story and found out how incredible it was, uncredible, no credibility. I decided they really don't need any more publicity for perpetuating stuff that's not true. So we won't go into that. But this is somebody who was spreading stuff about the King Cat Tournament Series. And in total disclosure, let me say two things here. One, this hat was given to me by the King Cat people. I am not being paid to wear it. Matter of fact, they're not even aware of this video is being made. Probably wouldn't want me to make it if they knew it was being made. So this is done in my own power without any input or suggestion or editorial control by them. So I'll say that first. Second, everything I'm going to say is my opinion. So when I preface it with all that, you know this is going to be good. Anyway, there's a guy. Got this TikTok video he puts out. He had fished tournaments with King Cat and was trying to make his way there as a tournament fisherman. He had a friend that worked for him, and he was in decent graces for a while, and then something happened. He fell out of grace with them. Not sure what the whole story is. Actually, I do know what the whole story is, but I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to go into a bunch of his backstory leading up to what happened here. I'm not going to go into the backstory about his friend who was working for him. Because quite honestly, what they did in their past, personally, legally, criminally, whatever, doesn't play really a part in what happened now. It does kind of set the scene for what sets it up, but I'm not going to get into all that. There was stuff, though. I know a lot of people inside King Cat. I have done a podcast with Bob Deenan, who is here on the channel. He is the guy who currently runs it. The interesting part was I got no information on this whole story from him. So everything I got was from people who were associated with it and on the inside. I have some personal friends that are there on the inside. So I kind of know what's going on in this whole story. As soon as I heard this TikTok video, some of the names mentioned were people that I knew. And I was like, oh, crap, these are people I know. You know, this is surprising. All these accusations made of cheating, corruption, scandals, hiding this, sneaking this. I was like, wow, this is crazy. Once I got to doing some digging and looking at the timeline on all this, I found out that what was in the TikTok video was about that much true. There was some truth in it. There were some words of truth in there. The problem came in that not all of it was
connected to the true part of the story. Some of the other parts of the story were connected to something else that had nothing to do with where we're at over here. My whole point is the story lacked a lot of credibility. It also had a lot of hearsay in it, which quite honestly is no more than what I'm delivering you here, because I was not personally there for any of it. Neither was this guy doing the TikTok videos. It's a lot of hearsay. It's a lot of assumptions. It's a lot of looking at this, seeing this, and thinking this happened without actually any knowledge of it. So, and I'm telling all this to get to a bigger picture aside from this. So I'm just teeing all this up. Again, I was not really going to talk too much about this. And I started digging into this guy's TikTok videos. And I find one where he's talking about chunky cats. Chunky cats. What can be wrong with chunky cats? Any of y'all that have been around YouTube for a while or watched TikTok, you've seen chunky cats. Chunky's out there catching fish at night with his glowing stuff. He's happy. He's jovial. He puts on a good freaking show for the catfish world. And he was attacking him, of all people. It's kind of like attacking the Pope. It's chunky cats. I was starting to see a pattern in this video and this person. Next, there was an attack made on two brothers. That are really, really good tournament fishermen. They win a lot of tournaments. They win a lot of money. They lose a lot, too. They're not perfect on every one. They're really good guys. I've met them a couple times, talked to them briefly. I don't even know if they knew who I am. I actually talked to them when I was taping the recent podcast down at Santee Cooper. Good guys, humble guys. You'd never know they're as good as they are. They were attacked. They were attacked as cheating. Doing stuff illegal, should have been disqualified. That failing lie detector test. There was all kinds of accusations made that were based on partial truths, hearsay, and assumptions. And again, I start to see this pattern. Then I see an accusation made against somebody I personally know that's been in this very room that actually provides the hot air and cold air that flows through this room. I know him personally. Okay. Spent a lot of time with him. Accusation made about him, and did some digging into that. Found out there was not any truth in that story either. And I'm starting to see this pattern of what appears to me, in my opinion, is envy, jealousy, wanting to have what somebody else has. And I think we've all done that at some point in our life. We may have been young and been envious of somebody and whatever, and you cast dispersions on them to try to make yourself feel better. That's what this started to feel like to me once I started looking into this and seeing that, well, there are just some gaps and not a lot of truth to it. I hesitated to go into this whole deal completely, and may still feel that way. But by granny, my name was mentioned in a follow-up TikTok video that this person did. And at that point, it's kind of like, well, all bets are off. It's dealing with me personally at that point. And I had engaged, in all honesty, there was a chat on Facebook. And I engaged him there and got a lot of answers. I don't think he realized I knew what I knew about this story. And I don't think he realized that I was as interconnected to the people inside this story as I was. And he revealed some stuff that really reinforced what I believe and what I basically surmised to have happened from all of this. And I say all this to say, yes, it's drama. Yeah, it gets good views, and it's interesting. We like to see it. We like drama because there is a story. It's an old traditional story. There's a conflict, and we want to see how it's resolved, how it comes to an end. People say they don't like drama, but watch Jerry Springer. He died a gazillionaire because of it. And, you know, to a certain extent, I've been a part of it myself. I have created drama. And for a reason, though, for an outcome, for a positive outcome. And that's what I'm getting at in this whole podcast and video, is that I have no problem with rattling the cage of somebody, bringing up problems, bringing up shortcomings, bringing up issues, if you've got a solution to it. And you can take what can be a negative, a bad thing, and come up with a positive solution, a positive ending to it. I did it with Sea Ark. I rode Sea Ark's butt for a while. Their boat building. I said they had the ability to build a better boat than they built, a safer boat, a big water boat, a boat that won't become swamped in high winds and high waves. Because so many anglers use them in catfish tournaments, we need a better boat. Granted, it pissed off a lot of people that own a Sea Ark. People thought I hated Sea Ark. The cold hard truth was, I love Sea Ark as a boat. Almost bought one instead of the skiff. It was down to the skiff or the Sea Ark when I bought the Carolina skiff that I have now. The issue I had then is what I had up until recently. The boats were not as safe. Great boats, got everything you need in them. You can run them across rocks and they'll take a beating. They were not safe, didn't like them in big water. I say all that to say they're changing things. They're making things better. Whether they heard me or they heard somebody complaining about me, they've heard it. They've started making changes. Same thing with ACA, American Catfishing Association. As soon as they launched the program, I ripped into them. It was in a nice way, but there was a lot of solutions, a lot of stuff, and I told them right up front, and they took a right turn and changed directions. In the beginning, it was nothing but tournaments. And I told them, your organization's going to fail unless you make conservation a something on the forefront. They have at least addressed that on the surface. Hopefully, they continue to do more. But people listen to that when you give them a solution on how to make things better. Catfish tournaments. The ones on Wheeler where boats became swamped and almost sank. I pounded these tournament directors for making these idiotic decisions to go out in this bad weather. Always with their escape being, well, it's the captain's choice to do this. Come up with a day where you can go early or you can go late when you know you have bad weather coming. It's one thing to have a thunderstorm, but when you know for several days out that it's going to be bad, you should have a backup plan. Guess what? They're doing that now. They have on all these tournaments. Some of them have even been postponed or canceled now. They're putting these fallback days in place. I say all this not to brag about any of it because I caught a lot of crap about it, but if you deliver a positive solution, a positive outcome, a positive way to get that positive outcome, you'll be received a lot better. Generally, when you come out with nothing but negativity, nothing but beating people down, you're going to get a bunch of people that are in that same miserable place that you're in to come pat you on the back and go, yeah, you tell them. Look at finding the positive stuff. We need that in the catfish world. We need it in the catfish community. This whole industry generally is looked at as, well, a lower level than some of the other forms of fishing. Definitely than saltwater. Saltwater is above everybody. You'd come then into the bass fishing world, then probably walleye, crappie fishing, and then fishing for catfish in that tournament world is out there, but it's viewed in a very, I ain't gonna say negative light, but not with a lot of enthusiasm. I think we need more of that positive stuff, positive energy, positive direction. It's what I like about King Cat. These guys have taken the old broken, Cabela's King Cat. I've even got a shirt over here. I pulled it out. I fished some of the old Cabela's King Cat tournaments back in the day. It was an organization that did okay for a while, and then the wheels started to come off the train. Look at that, an old Cabela's King Cat t-shirt. The wheels started to come off the train. Leadership failed. The ownership didn't give a crap about it. I think they were looking for an exit strategy or something, and it went downhill. Bob Deenan, who took over King Cat, just for the record, they are a totally separate animal than what was then Cabela's King Cat. I invite you to listen to the podcast I did with him. I think it's called King Cat. Bob Deenan Podcast. It's on the YouTube channel. It's also on the podcast platforms. Listen to it. The guy touched me in a positive way. I had a very positive, good feeling about what he's trying to do. His approach is different, and it's something I think the tournament fishing community needs. They're putting on a huge tournament next year. One of the big things that they're doing in a positive way is he's doing a tournament. I believe it's the first weekend in May. I'll have more of this stuff on my channel as it gets closer. It's not only going to be a huge tournament. I'm hearing six-figure payout numbers. It's also going to have a big expo going on, similar to the Catfish Conference, except there's a tournament in association with it, and it's going to be warm, unlike the Catfish Conference in February, and there's going to be food vendors. You know, I'm trying to tell him to have concerts. He's doing something that is bigger and better, what we need, that type of positive, you know, energetic, bring in people from the fringes that know nothing about catfish. The guy's taking a chance is the bottom line to try to take stuff to the next level. So, hey, listen, he's not perfect. Let me go ahead and say that. You know, they're not going to put he's not a saint. He's not going to get one of those little statues in the Vatican or anything. He has faults like any human being, but he's taking chances. And I think for people, sometimes people on TikTok may be a little envious of that. They may wish they had a little bit of that in them so they could do something like that. And instead of getting that and reaching for that, a lot of times people will take shots at other people, the people who are doing it. And that's true of anything in life. You know, we're notorious for doing that as humans, is that when, you know, as I've said, we hate in others what we desire most in ourselves. You know, when we see, you know, this, you know, fit, muscle-bound guy out there, you know, that's got all the women, we're sitting there going, he looks gay, or he looks stupid, or, you know, he's a snob. You know, that's human nature. It's just the way we are as humans. And the better people in life realize that thought when it comes in their head, and they step back from it, and they go, maybe that's what I really want to be. And not everybody could do that, depending on what it is you want to do. I'm never going to be a big old muscular whatever person like that, but I can be a good person. I can be a positive influence. And that's kind of my end story summation in all this. If you've got that negativity in you, if you've got that envy in you, if you've got that lust in you, don't bring people down with it. Try to take that energy that you have and spin it into something that can do something in a positive way. And I think that's what we need more of in the catfishing community. Now, I'm not saying that when somebody needs to be called out about something and something needs to be changed, do it. But give them a solution in doing so. That's kind of the end story, the whole point of this entire conversation, this entire podcast. So I hope you found it entertaining, informative, drama-filled, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, I hope you take time to listen to more of these in the future. And until then, we'll catch you out on the water.